We're in a world of social media where everything is fake, but people think that like all these highlight reels that you're getting of someone's life is their life because people get to choose what they show you. I always say this, like, imagine a world if we all just showed up exactly how we are and like was okay with people accepting us in that sense versus like trying to do these trends. They're trying to use all these filters or trying to do all this stuff. If you just show up 100% yourself, number one, you'll be very proud of yourself in the end. And number two, it's like, you're pulling back the curtain to let people get to know you on a whole different level. And that right there is your secret sauce. It is you.
Hello, and welcome to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcasts that only leave you feeling motivated and just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are going to have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are going to talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm pumped today. And I don't know, I say this a lot, but like, do you ever meet somebody online and you're like, can we please be best friends? That's literally how I felt when I met Shelby. I somehow came across her content and was like freaking obsessed with her. So Shelby, welcome to the show. Tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Hey guys, well, thank you so much for having me. This is like, I'm so excited. I am Shelby Claymall. I own a social media management agency. I am the founder of Damn Good Marketing Live, which is a marketing conference we do every year, which actually we started last year, but it's in October this year. And I have a podcast. So I'm pretty pumped to be here. I'm super excited to have a good conversation. Jillian's right. Like when you meet your friends on the internet, you like, if you jive, you jive. And you're like, I want to creepily be best friends with you, even though we've like met one time in real life.
Yeah. And isn't it funny how you're like online with someone and you like feel like you're best friends, but then like you meet in real life and you're like, okay, is this like weird, but I want to like also like attack them and like hug them, but I don't really like know them. Like, I remember when I started with girlfriends in business, I'm like, I literally wanted to like give you like the biggest hug, but I'm like, is this weird? Because she doesn't really know me, but is it cool? Like, there's like all this weird stuff that goes into it, I feel like.
Yeah, because like you truly feel like you already know them. So that part is done. So it's literally like you finally see him in person in the flesh and you're like, holy shit, you're real. Wait, what do I do now? You lose all social, like everything.
Oh my God, I love that. Well, one of the things that I am obsessed with you about, I mean, there's a million, we could talk about this all day, but one of the things that I am absolutely obsessed with you about is just your crazy authenticity online, not only just like on your social media, but like I've been inside of your coaching programs and I've seen it like on your social media stories. I've heard it when I listen to your podcast. So like, let's talk about why authenticity is so important in a space where everybody thinks they need to be doing the same thing as everybody else.
Yeah. So I think this year has like made it even more clear of like me really wanting to hone in and push that authenticity is like really big. Number one, being that I am a social media manager for a lot of businesses and they're like, how do I separate myself from everyone else? I'm like, be yourself. Like, it's not, that hard. But what happens is, Jillian, is like, we're in a world of social media where everything is fake, but people think that like all these highlight reels that you're getting of someone's life is their life because people get to choose what they show you. And so I always say this, like, imagine a world if we all just showed up exactly how we are, like exactly how we are. And like, was okay with people accepting us in that sense versus like trying to do these trends. They're trying to use all these filters or trying to do all this stuff. If you just show up 100% yourself, number one, you'll be very proud of yourself in the end. And number two, it's like, you're pulling back the curtain to let people get to know you on a whole different level. And that right there is your secret sauce. It is you. So I think like, especially in 2024, I got super fed up with like everything on social media. I was like, this is so fake that I just wish people would take a huge step back and was like, I want to talk about my values and my mission and like who I am and what makes me tick and cry on the internet and talk about how hard business it is, but also celebrate how beautiful it is to own a business or be in corporate and love your job or whatever the case it may be, but celebrate yourself and do internal work before you have external work. And I think with social media, it's just changed everybody's perspective on everything because they think they have to do a certain thing, act a certain way. They aren't successful when they really are successful. It's just like so much. So I like preach authenticity truly because ever since I started my business, I was like, I'm going to show up 100% as I am. I'll either be homeless looking, no makeup, my hair is greasy, I'm in like oversized sweatpants, or I'm like makeup, hair is done, like whatever, but I'm going to show up. I don't have to have makeup on to be on social. Mm-hmm. I want to show up for my audience exactly who I am and just be there for them and feel approachable and all that. So I think like authenticity is what really, really, really will set someone apart if they are willing to do that.
Yeah, I love this conversation so much. And I've been actually talking about this a lot on social. I've been talking about this a lot even on the podcast. So, you know, if you guys are listening to this podcast, you guys obviously know we just went through like a huge brand evolution. We changed our content. We changed our messaging, our marketing.
Like you literally slayed the internet. I have to pause right there. You can't just like creepily like say, I just like rebranded. No, like you, like my mouth dropped. I was like, first off, the idea was absolutely insane. Like you haven't seen that shit. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I have to take a moment for your rebrand because, and then when like I was watching behind the scenes, I'm like, when the hell is this bitch going to launch this? Like I need to see these pictures. I need to see what she's doing. And when you did, I was like, holy shit. So, okay, continue.
Yeah. But like, holy shit. But what I was going to say is it's funny because even still, the reels of me like walking in my backyard with like my messy bun and my white t-shirt and my black jeans still do better than these like beautiful curated videos, right? And trust me, I love the beautiful curated videos. I feel like a fucking rock star in them. Like they pimp me out. I look amazing. But even still, it shows so much that your audience still wants like the real you. They love it. They want to see it. They're excited about it. But at the end of the day, the content that still does better for me is the stuff where I'm super raw, I'm in my living room dancing, I'm making a cup of coffee, I'm drinking kombucha, and I'm just talking. So it's been great to have this balance, but I want people to know that like, you don't have to do that because even for us, like from a sales side, it has not generated more sales. It's looked a lot better and I'm happy with it. And there's some other reasons why we're doing it on the back end, but like, don't think you have to do that in order to like show up differently online.
Absolutely. You don't need professional anything. Like, is it nice? Yes. Does it look good? Yes. But I've connected with people just like what you just said way more when I like show up and I'm like, literally this sucks. Like today is this, or like, let me teach you this, or let me tell you what I learned from this failure or this mistake or whatever that looks like, because that's what people are craving. They want that side of people, the raw, unfiltered, uncurated, like that is what people are craving, especially I think going into 2024 and beyond, because they're so over the perfection of everything.
Yeah. No, I think that's so true. Last week, I actually went through like a terrible heartbreak. Like you guys probably like a heartbreak, like back, like I was like in high school heartbreak. Like I was like devastated last week and I'm still working through it. And I'm a big person. Like I'm going to work through it first and then I'm going to show up and kind of talk through it. But even last week, like getting on my stories, a couple of the days I was like crying. I actually, I did a masterclass last Monday and it happened on Sunday. And I like got on my masterclass and I was like, you guys, I'm going to be very honest with you. I am fucking heartbroken right now. I'm going to do my best to get through these 65 minutes on this masterclass, but like I might cry and I'm like, I'm not going to apologize for it, but like, I am literally heartbroken right now. And my audience was like amazing last week. They were like, you can reschedule the masterclass, or like, what can we do for you? And I think like it was so much more powerful to like share it than it was to like hold it in. Because remember, like you're a real human too at the end of the day.
Yes,
And we're
there
putting
it
our
is.
life on thing. I can't just always have this like perfect persona all the time, because like it's a shit show half the time behind the scenes.
Yes, I think that you sharing that opens that a new layer of trust with your community to say, like, oh, she trusted us. Number one, with that. Number two, it shows that you're freaking human, because there's so many people that we envy or that envy us or whatever that we do, because we live on the internet and we do XYZ. We do share a lot. But like when we actually show that we're human and we go through shit too, like it just helps so much better for them to like get to know us, relate to us more. And honestly, it just like develops your super fan. They're not going anywhere at that point.
Yeah, it is so true. So for someone who's listening to this podcast, because one of the things that we love to do on our podcast is really give some like how-tos. So the person that's listening to this podcast, they're like, cool, Jill and Shelby, you guys can show up authentically. You guys have kind of mastered this, but like, how do we start to show up authentically today in our own social media? What would be like a couple quick tips that they could write down and start to implement immediately?
Number one, like this sounds so simple, and you're gonna like definitely think this is like super simple, and you're gonna be like, maybe this wasn't the best way to share it, but it's fine. I
No,
have implemented
no.
a lot with my community is like a picture, and literally it's a to-do list, and it just shows everything that you have to do that day. And it's literally you woke up. It might be you rolling out of bed. It might be you dressed up to go to a meeting. It might be you going to a workout class, whatever that is. It gives that person a little bit more of you. So if you're too shy to like get on camera and talk, then definitely do that. And like I've seen a lot of people do that and they love it. And then also what that helps is the cross-pollination of like collabing with other people. So like I tagged Jillian today or like whatever, my day might be light. It doesn't matter. But like if you showcase and when I don't show up, then people are like, "Wait, where did you go?" So that's number one. Number two is what I like to tell people is this: everything that you do is content. Like literally, quite literally, every single thing that you do. So like if you can just train your brain to turn your camera on every once in a while. And I mean, like, literally take your phone and like set it up against your Stanley cup or like something that can hold it up and video small clips. That helps with showing like who you are. It could be like you doing laundry, it could be doing dishes, and like you put something over and was like, I truly hate this with every passion, but as an adult, we have to do it. Those types of things that we can implement that just kind of shows up like authentic. And because you aren't just a business owner, whoever you are, whether you are a mom, whether you are a college student, whether you just graduated, whether you own a dog, like whatever that looks like, just showcasing those little things build that relationship with someone else. And I've also seen lately, this could be the third one, is if you are talking, like if you feel comfortable talking to the camera, do something else while you're talking, because it shows people like what you're doing in your life. So like the other day, for a prime example, I was talking directly to the camera and I don't even remember what I was talking about, but I was making a sandwich and I used Chipotle mayo. And so many people asked me if I put peanut butter on my ham sandwich. And I was like, no, but thanks for the engagement. It's Chipotle mayo, but it just shows people like what you eat or what you do, or like it's the smallest things that people overthink because they say, I don't want to be too personal. Well, you don't have to be too personal. You could just show a little bit of your life.
I love that. You guys, I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. You guys, most days I share like what I'm doing that day. And it's exactly
Yes.
what Shelby just said. Then you're cross-pollinating, right? Oh, who's Shelby? Who's Jillian? And if you do this, just think about this, you're laying seeds. If you do this every day for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or a year, what would that visibility look like for your brand in over a year? Like, it is one of the simplest ways to get your name out there. I remember when I came to the online space, people were like, I've never heard of you, and you're literally everywhere now. And it was because I would tag people in everything. I'm having a podcast with Shelby. I'm going to a networking call with Katie. I'm doing a lunch with Sam, like whatever it was. And people just started seeing my name over and over and over. So I love that tip for sure. The second tip that you said that I also absolutely love is like, I think that sometimes people think that like creating content needs is going to be like cringy if you're like out in public. You guys, nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares if you pull out your tripod. Nobody cares if you're walking and talking on your phone. I was literally last night at the dog park with my dog. There was a ton of dogs there. I literally set my tripod up and just like hit record. And like you just see me like playing with my dog and other people. And like nobody are paying attention. Like you're not that important. No offense. So like just
No.
turn your camera on and like get out of your head. Would you agree?
Yes, because I always tell people this. I'm like, I'm not trying to be like harsh, but no one cares about you as much as you think they do.
No one cares.
They might have an opinion, but like let them, because like you're chasing your dream, you're building your legacy, you're doing your thing. And if they're gonna have an opinion no matter what, if they notice you or like think about you. So why not you? Why don't you dictate the perception or the opinion that they get to form? You know, if you want to be the girl or the guy that stands in the public and literally films content, but it looks bomb ass content because it's authentic and you can use it on social, then do it.
Yeah. So and I think too, for a lot of you, if you do feel like that is cringy, right? Like, let's say you saw me at the dog park yesterday with my tripod and you're like, oh my God, that's so cringe. That is your opportunity to look in the mirror and be like, are you judging other people for the way that they're showing up on social media or the way that they're creating content? And that's probably some work that you have to do on your own. And that's probably a big reason why content is hard for you. So I want to shift this conversation a little bit because I know you are so big on getting in the rooms, but I also know that you have a room that you are curating. And there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who like want to host events, thinking about events. First, let's talk about the importance of being in the room.
Oh yeah. Okay. So when I first started my business, I had this conversation today. I was so scared to invest in my business. Like I was finally making money. I was out of the corporate world. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to just sit. Like, what if I lose this money tomorrow? Like it was just the fear mindset in my head, but that was so limiting. It was a limiting belief because I let fear dictate what my next move was. Well, then all of a sudden last year is when I really, really, really started to actually start implementing like investing in my actual business, where I went to a mastermind, where I went to Keisha's event, where I met people. And the moment you put yourself in a room with people that have big ambitions or big goals or think completely different than like your normal everyday Joe, your whole mindset and the possibilities that you can achieve actually just like blow past anything you've ever imagined or thought. It is like the most powerful thing ever. Like I will say Girlfriends in Business this year was amazing for me because I met so many people. And then going to Keisha's event last year, that's where I met Trent. That's why he is speaking on my stage this year. That's why Keisha's coming. Cause like I went, not only did I put myself in the room and meet other participants that have put themselves in the room as well, I grew a pair and basically walked up to these people and shot my shot and just wanted to introduce myself. Like,
and that's huge. I think a lot of people don't do that. They go to the rooms and they sit in the room, but they don't take the shot.
They don't. And let me tell you this. I am what I've realized since I started my business, the most introverted extrovert there possibly is. I always would say that like, I'm super extroverted. Like I'm going to go, I talk to anybody. I can talk to anybody, but I have to have that initial like, hey, like I get very shy if I don't know anyone in the room. And I went in to events starting last year of just with the intention of like meeting at least five people and being like, hey, what do you do? How can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. Like all those things, just develop that relationship. And then I also went in the room knowing like, I'm going to get the VIP option because I want to talk to the people that I want to one day be. Yes. And not in a sense of, do I want to be that person? I'm emulating that person. No. Do I want to be on stages like that person? Yes. Do I need to get to know them and know their network? Yes. So like put yourself in a room that is going to strategically align with the future you. And so I've learned so much and like, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Like, I just want to go to events because I think that they're just so cool and people crave people. They want the conversation. They want the connection. They want like all of that intimacy of like being in person with someone else that can talk on a level of where they're going in their life and where they want to be. So I would definitely say if you haven't put yourself in a room and you're building a business, especially in the online space, definitely go do that.
And I think too, I think it's also important that you are in different rooms, right? I see this happen a lot is that people stay in the same room, the same circle, they go to the same event over and over and over. But like, you guys, it's so important to be in new rooms, in new things, right? Like last year I went to events that like, I didn't even know people at. And part of the reason why I went to was because like, I don't need to be in the same social circle all the time with the same girls that I know or the same women that I already know. So I think that is really important as well. And I know that you have an event coming up. So tell us about your event.
So I have Damn Good Morning Live and it was born basically last year. I have had it on my heart for a while because I live in Louisiana. And when I was in corporate, we didn't really have conferences like this. Like you have your boring conferences that you go to and like whatever, and it's not really geared towards marketing. So like I would literally leave, get on a plane and leave. And I was like, you know what? What if I brought my world? So everybody I invest in, like all the people I know, connections I have, and I bring them back to Louisiana. And I was like crazy because I thought of it in July or August. And then I launched it in August, I think. And it was a November event or September, whatever. It was literally like 2 months out. Cause I remember my friend that's a launch strategist was like, you probably should have given yourself a little bit more time. And I was like, well, when I think of something, I'm just like, let's go.
100%.
So we had 60 tickets last year with sponsors and everybody that came. It was probably like 90 to 100 people in the room. And when I tell y'all, it was the most magical thing in the entire world. I was like, this is what brings me joy. This is what lights me up. This is my purpose. And so this year we've expanded it just a little bit more. There's going to be 130 tickets. It's a 2-day event, like a day and a half. We have a VIP day and a regular day. And we just have the bomb. Like we, like, I it's pinch me moments because like some of these speakers that have agreed to do this, I'm just like, how the hell? But it really just aligns back with the goal of starting it. Like I started this to give back to the people that need to see this and that need this and crave this, but they don't know where to go, what to do, any of that. So I built my own room. And then also I want to get on stages. And so they say, build your own damn stage. So I also built my own stage. So it's just all just amazing. And I love it. And it's October 8th and 9th this year in Covington, Louisiana. So I'm super, super freaking pumped about it.
I also love that it's not in Arizona because I feel like for so many people, it's like, they don't want to go to Arizona again, or they've already been to Arizona. They've already been to Scottsdale. Right. And like when I was actually living back in Michigan, which I lived in Michigan for 45 years, we were planning on doing an event in the Detroit area because I was like, we need to bring people to Detroit because everyone is going west. But like, you know, it's expensive in the West. Plane tickets are expensive in the West. Time zones, kids, you know, people, spring breaks, all those things. So I actually love that you're like doing it in your hometown. And you also like took a leap of faith because like, you guys, let's be honest, like it's a, not like a huge area that she's having it in, but like she knew that she was going to draw the people in. So I absolutely love it. So tell us more about the event, what it is, what they can expect from it.
So it's more of a marketing event as a whole, but I do have like different aspects coming in. So like last year it was geared towards a lot of social media. So social media, we had a business coach come in. We had an attorney come in. That was it. It was really good. We had a live Q&A. This year we have motivation. We have personal brand. We have social. We have email. We have pre-launch strategists. We have business. We have lawyer. We have like basically your whole like business layout. And it's really for anyone that has a small business or that works in corporate. So if you are in the marketing department at corporate or in sales in corporate, whatever that may look like, or you are a creative. So maybe you are an influencer, a UGC creator, like any of that. Also just people that like have this fire that's like, I want to be in the room and I know I don't know everything. And so I'm willing to go in and say, I know I'm going to learn something today. And so also with the, how we set it up the first day, that first half day is very tangible. So it's a very small group. It's 50 tickets. That's it. It's not really that small, but it's 50 tickets and it's very hands-on. There's going to be a lot of workshopping, a lot of networking. And then the second day is just going to be speaker after speaker. We still will have a lot of networking, but I think like the, my most favorite part, Jillian, I think with all of it, and I almost feel like you would agree with this as well, is the networking that happens at these events. If you're willing to put yourself out there. So like I crafted where there's little nugget pockets of like where they can network. And I love how Lori did it too, where you're forced to talk to someone new and then watching those collaborations and partnerships after the event. Like those are still going on, and our event was in November. So the whole dream is to bring you marketing and business like on a platter and you to walk in and say, this is the event I want to go to every single year, because I know she's working her tail off to bring in the best speakers to talk about the best things to make my business, you know, scale in the way that I need it to scale or my dreams come true. So like, that's the whole goal behind Damn Good Marketing Live.
Yeah, I love it. You guys, it's going to be absolutely incredible. We'll put all of Shelby's information in the show notes. If you are looking for a new room to get in, you're looking for a different room to get in, you're looking to expand your network, it's absolutely one that I would definitely highly recommend. You guys know there's nobody that I don't bring onto the podcast I don't like massively edify, and I'd love for you guys to get into her room. So Shelby, other than your event, where can people find you?
So I'm really heavily involved with, so I mean, social, well, obviously with Instagram. I absolutely love it. That's probably my number one platform. It's Shelby Clement, and Clement spell like Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T. Also, I have a podcast, Damn Good Content Podcast, if you would like to tune in. But other than that, you could probably find all the things I talk about. I'll probably talk your ear off or yell at you just a little bit, that swift kick in the rear you need. But I would love for you to join the community and just have a conversation.
Awesome. You guys, thank you so much. Shelby, thank you so much for being here today, my friend. Best of luck at your event, and I can't wait to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show, and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales, because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do.
It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.